The Gemara says in Daf Chaf Amud Aleph on the bottom that Hu Gitah Yishtakech Beidin and Ravuna Davakasa Be Beshvei Masad Al Rachis Nehara. So they found this get in Ravuna's Bezin, selling it that was given in Shviri Maso, which is on the river of Rachis. And Amar Ravuna Chashin and Lashvei. Ravuna says with Chayshish and there might be another Shviri. Amar Rav Chista the Rabbah. Rav Chista said the Rabbah, Puk Ayin, go be my Ayin in this Indian Delarta by the Ravuna Minach, because tomorrow Ravuna is going to ask you your opinion about this. So Nafak Dak Ashkach, he went to his Ma'ayin and he found a raya from the Mishnah, the Tan Kol Ma'aseh Bezin Reza Yachzer. So we see that the din is you give it back. So Amalei Ravam the Rabbah Hichi Pashad Mar Yisur Mamamayna. How can you bring a raya from? How can you bring a raya to Issa from Mamam? L'char it's not a good raya. So Amalei said back to him Tarda, and Rashi says Tarda means Meshumam. Shari Chalitza Minin Tan has Issa over here as well. Therefore, it is a good raya. So after this Ma'aseh happened, the Gemara says the Paka Arz of the Beirav. The Arz of the Beirav broke. Rashi says it was the Nishbar Amid Shabbes Shemadish Nishan Alav. The Amid of the Beis broke. And Mar Amar Mishum Lasaidi Dipaka, Mar Amar Mishum Lasaidi Dipaka. Each one blamed it on himself or said it was because of his mazel that the almond broke, either because of what he said to the other one or because of what the other one said to him. That was the reason why this almond was Nishbar. Adkan is the Maisa in the Gemara. And I was thinking that perhaps this Maisa could shed some light on an interesting Maisa Gemara brings down in Makis. And this seems to be the other half of the story, which the Gemara says over there. Perhaps this could be the background behind that story. The Gemara says in Makis and Daf Yudam and Aleph, that Rav Chista Abi Yosef Begaris Bebei Rav, Rav Chista was sitting learning in the Beis Medrash. V'lohabek Yochel Shulchet the Malacha the Maaseh the Mikvah Gabein the Shliach the Malacha Mabes was not able to go to Rav Chista and make him die. It was time for him to die, but being that he was learning, the learning protected him, as the Gemara says. And when a person is learning, the Malacha Mabes has no shlita over him. V'lohabek Shasek Pumim Megirsa, because he would not stop learning even for a second. He was speaking and learning the whole time, and therefore the Malach HaMavis had no shlita over him. So what did the shliach of the Malach HaMavis do? The Gemara says, Salik v'yosef arzah de beirav. The shliach went and he climbed up on top of the arzah de beirav, on top of the pillar that holds up the Beis Medrash. Paka arzah, the pillar broke, v'shasik. And Rav Chista, when he heard that the pillar broke, he stopped learning for a second, v'yocholei. And then he was able to take his nesham, he was able to kill him. So it's a Peldik Ezach. This is the same Rav Chista sitting in the Beis Medrash, and he was learning, and the way that he died was because it was Parka Arz of the Beirav, because the Arz of the Beirav broke, and therefore Rav Chista died. And this is Rav Chista over here is also in the Beis Medrash, and through this Maisa was Parka Arz of the Beirav, so it's possible to say that this is really the same Maisa. And because of this, Rav Chista told Rabbah to be Ma'ayan, and he found it, and then he got into this Machlekes with Rav Amram. It could be that all happened at that time in Masachis in the Beis Medrash. And because of what happened was Pakaars of the Beirav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesabavit that should happen punct at that time. So that should distract the Chista for a second, and then the Malach HaMavis was able to take him. So it's Mestaber that Pakaars of the Beirav that happened over here is the same Pakaars of the Beirav that happened in the Gemara and Makis. And that's how the Malach HaMavis, the Shliach of the Malach HaMavis was able to be Mesabav, the Misa of Chista, based on the Masumatan that happened over here that caused the Arz of the Beirav to be Pakaars.